You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier in the week was a big part of the musical calendar, the Tate Prize for 2024, which celebrates fantastic creativity and originality and musical excellence in the form of an album specifically. That's the big award, the Tate Prize. We were there having a great time, but Nick and Stella were working very hard, running around looking glamorous with microphones. How was your night, Stella?
It was excellent. It's always really nice to chat to nominees and then consequently winners about how excited they are. Everyone's always just excited for each other, which is really sweet.
It's like, and I say this as a high compliment, it's like the most glamorous school prize giving you've ever been to. Everybody's just super happy to see everybody else doing well.
Exactly. It's very, very sweet.
We're going to get stuck into some of these chats, I reckon, that you've had here. Let's hit a track first, though.
As we just said, on Tuesday evening, the alternative music community gathered in Tamaki's Q Theatre to celebrate the Tate Prize. I spoke to the nominees for New Zealand On Air Outstanding Music Journalist. Kia ora, Tony Stamp. How are you feeling this evening?
I'm feeling nervous. I feel slightly guilty that I'm here again.
Yes, you are here again.
But I guess I feel relaxed that I'm probably not going to win. And so
never
I can just be
never.
Happy for whoever does.
Yeah.
If I don't have to do any public speaking, I'd be pretty happy about that.
Well, we're cutting it fine on the radio here, but it's pre-record, so you can do whatever you like. And you can say off the record afterwards. Congratulations again. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Kia ora, how are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm very overwhelmed.
I bet.
Just walked in and it's a bit...
Yeah, and we've accosted you. But how does it feel to be nominated this evening?
I'm just very grateful to have had the opportunity to be here tonight. I know that there's, such esteemed journalists up in that nomination. And it's just, yeah, I'm just blown away that I even made it this far. So.
Kia ora, how are you both this evening?
Really good, thank you.
Very exciting nomination for King Loser. How do you feel about the way it's been received in the culture as of late?
Yeah, it's gone down really well. Seems to have been pretty well received. You know, not everyone likes it, but it's not for everyone. But those who liked it really liked it. And yeah, we're really pleased with how it's gone.
We had a fantastic reception when we took the film on tour at the film festival because
yes.
We were able to get the band playing as well with Chris. And we just had the most fantastic feedback from people who knew the band in the old days. And what was even better was young musicians who'd never seen them and had come to see it and gone, wow. And they just totally related to the whole musicianship. Mm. Plus the actual struggle, the reality of the struggle of musicians, you know?
Yeah.
It's tough. It's really, really tough.
Lay me down in a troubled land. Lay me down to the sea. Martin, they must have come. Your time is done, and we have come to take your children away. Join the children hand in hand. Make impossible demands. We'll be right back.
Outstanding Music Journalist Award were Andrew Moore and Kosha Dillon for their documentary King Loser. Look Blue, Go Purple was announced before the awards evening as the recipients of the IMNZ Classic Record Award. To chat with them about their excellent album compilation after the awards. We are standing in the beautiful ambient back rooms of Q Theatre right now with 3/5 of Look Blue, Go Purple. We spoke on the red carpet about what it felt like to be nominated, but how was it to see one of your songs performed by the wonderful Princess Chelsea and Lawrence Arabia?
So cool. It was just brilliant, hey? We danced.
Did you see us dancing?
I didn't catch that.
We were standing up at that point, and it was just fantastic. What a great version. I loved it.
I loved it. Feedback.
Yeah.
Feedback, yay!
Attitude, yeah. Loved it to bits.
My energy.
Yeah.
It really was. I believe the proper stage name for that was Princess Arabia, if I remember correctly. Truly sensational. What did it feel like to have? I mean, there was a considerable amount of film that played beforehand honouring you guys with, I suppose, people from your career and people from the industry.
Overwhelming.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah, quite emotionally kind of charged, actually. It was beautiful.
How does it feel? Having done the ceremony, having seen all of it, having the weighty prize in your hands.
It's just astounding. It still just feels astonishing. And so many lovely folks are coming up and
acknowledging us, which is lovely.
And
telling us that we were their inspirations. Which is amazing. It's so amazing.
It's so good to be part of this night. Hey, this whole night is just full of wonderful people and so much creativity around us. It's just.
And it's so good that it's rolling and it's getting bigger and it's like this juggernaut thing that nobody's going to be able to stop.
Yeah, absolutely. And as people said during the speeches, it's a timeless sound. It's a sound that's still reaching generations today. And I'm really glad that it was honoured tonight. Thank you so much for having a chat with us.
Thank you.
That was Leslie, Francisca and Kath from Look Blue, Go Purple chatting with us after the ceremony. And as we mentioned, there was a fantastic cover of Circumspect Penelope played by Princess Arabia, a mysterious duo.
Atamarie, e te whanau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi poho. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show. It's Friday morning and it's been a busy week, a busy showbiz week with the Tate Prize 2024 on Tuesday night.
Indeed, and Nick and I were running around with microphones on the black carpet, Penelope Noir's black carpet. We caught up with some of the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut nominees, starting with Soft Plastics, whose song we're listening to right now, Saturn Return, from their record. And here's that chat. Kia ora, we're here with Soft Plastics, who are nominated for Best Independent Debut. How are you all feeling this evening?
Really excited to be up here from Wellington and a bit nervous, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night.
Yeah, we're nervous, but we're excited to be here. Yeah.
Nervous and excited seems like the words, I see you missed your flight this morning, followed swiftly by catching a flight.
Yeah. We were just about to depart and then got the app, you know, notification on the phone and we're like, oh no, not again. But we managed to have a mimosa while we waited for the next flight. So
look, swings and roundabouts. Sounds like it turned out all right. How does it feel to be nominated for this specific record?
Really amazing. I think we've always wanted to be recognised in this way, especially the Tates. It's always been my favourite awards in New Zealand music. So yeah, just feeling really, really happy to be here.
We hear the bells dinging.
Do you?
Show doesn't really start until you get here, right?
I love
that's
that.
That's how it is. We
love
that.
I think the enemy thinks that as well. That's why I'm always late, but it's okay.
100%.
It's all right.
How are you feeling about tonight? You up for best debut?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm like, I think I'm genuinely here to just enjoy the entire night. Like when I first found out that I was nominated, I was like, what? That in itself is cool as hell. So either way, I'm here to have a good time. I'm here to... I don't know, I really am excited to see the entire show.
100%.
Whoever, there's just a really cool finalist that I'm with as well. So it's like DC Maxwell, Soft Plastics, freaking cool. Either way, it's a win.
It's been a good night either way.
Exactly.
How are you feeling about the reception to get that shot?
Yeah, it's been cool. It's been, I think one of my favorite things is seeing people's reactions because for Get That Shot, I'd performed it for so long, like live. I'd already, like, I'd been singing and stuff like that, so... Like seeing people come up to me and be like, oh my gosh, I heard that from the stage, I heard that from the show. It was really cool.
Well, you have fun tonight.
Thank you so much.
Then Juju Lips went on to take out the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut nominees. But before that, we had a chat with DC Maxwell, who inquired as to whether it was live.
Every time we see Daniel at an event, he's like, it's live! We're like, no, it's not, Daniel.
It is not live. We're not straight to studio. What would you say if it was live?
I apologise for the ASMR noises of my mouth, like clicking and clacking.
Well, we're here with DC Maxwell, ASMR expert. And
oh, God, don't say that. No siree.
And Independent Best Debut nominee. How does it feel to be nominated this evening for Lone Rider?
It feels amazing, Stella. Thank you so much for asking. It is, it's a wonderful night. I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life. I've got a beautiful suit on, which the listeners will have to imagine.
How did you prepare today to come
tonight,
to this evening?
I bought the suit a while ago. I bought the shirt a while ago. I put them together. I bought these shoes. I bought them from a friend and the sole immediately fell off. So I had to do shoe glue.
Yeah.
And then my house stunk up of like shoe glue gas.
Perfect.
But other than that, it's been great. I'm like, I'm loving life. Can you get a drink? Because my mouth is really clicking.
We're going to let you go click and clack over there. Have a great evening.
Thank you very much.
Hard up behind. Making for the hills, but on the horizon there's a light. If we can get there before sun up, we'll be alright, we'll be alright. Out stealing horses with my baby tonight. He is bleeding in his saddle, slumped over to the right.
The crack of rifle shot comes down on us from high, and my baby screams he loves me, and I know he'll never die, he'll never die.
Three bloody good nominees there. Soft Plastics, Juju Lips and DC Maxwell all up for Auckland Live Best Independent Debut. Could only be one winner on the night, although three winners in our hearts, of course. Who was that winner, Stella?
That was Juju Lips for Auckland Live Best Independent Debut, and we caught up with her after the ceremony.
Hello, Juju Lips, winner of Best Independent Debut.
Wow. Come on now, y'all.
How are you?
Listen, I'm doing so good. I feel like I have to, like, try to chill. I'm doing so good. I really didn't expect to win, guys. Like, to be up against such amazing finalists, like Soft Plastics are fucking amazing. DC Maxwell, I've seen so many times and also listened to for so many times, and I have just been in such awe of his artistry. So I'm, oh my gosh, to be even standing next to them in a finalist position is insane. And to have won! Like, when I tell you I didn't prepare a speech, I was like, oh, okay. Let me go up. I'm so grateful. I'm really grateful to be here. I'm really happy to be able to make music and to have a team the way that I do. Like, I'm really, really glad. Like, a lot of people ask me, like, oh, Juju, how do you do it? Like, how do you do it so well? And it's like, if you think everything's this concise and this organized without help, that's wrong. To be in this industry without a guiding force, I think, is difficult. And I really am so grateful to have people that care about me and care about the craft that I do, like Helena and like Big Pop. So this is the win, but it's not just a win for Juju. It's a win for everyone. It's a win for Big Pop. It's a win for Helena Baca. It's a win for every, like, I'm telling you, crazy.
You are
crazy.
A performer that has been around in the scene for a much longer than you've had out recorded music. What's it like to have that final project out and then to have it recognized in its debut?
Oh my gosh. As the best. Oh my gosh. I mean, like,
you've been on the grind for a while.
It's crazy. I think, having sat with music for so long and having sat with a project for so long, it does give you a different relationship with that project than it does with the outside world. And I mean, I'm really, really proud of what I've done with that project and the work that's come out of it. That was a very collaborative project. It wasn't just me, you know, Abraham Kuhn and the entirety of Big Pop, like, that has helped me forge what it is that I wanted for my sound. So I'm really, really grateful for that. Yeah, insane. Like, after playing for so long, like, I played till this day, I'm still playing the same live set that I played.
And they're still bangers.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Before it was released, everything's the same, you know? So it's such a honor to have it out to the world and to have people have access to it and to win an award.
Yes.
Kind of chill. Crazy.
It's work that has bombastic confidence. It's so fantastic, and it's so cool for people who've seen it before it was released and now celebrate with you. The fans will be frothing. Congratulations, Juju.
Thank you, Stella. Thank you, 5B. Thank you, BFM. So much love for you. Oh my God, so much love for BFM, because I feel like, honestly, student radio networks are such a big part of what I do, especially as an artist that is coming up. So I have so much love for 95 BFM every single time. Not only every single time that they've played a track, but every single time that they've allowed me to step into the environment that is BFM, I'm so grateful. Listen, we just won a Tate Award. I'm having a good time.
We
I'm
love so having happy. You. It's time to let you go celebrate. Thank you, Juju.
Thank you. Thank you, Stella.
Unataka kucheza lakini try and you will see me. Someone's calling me, I don't know why. Someone's calling me, I don't know why. You want to stress me, please don't jealous me. You want to pressurize and demonize. Look at this one. You want to stress me, please don't jealous me. You want to pressurize and demonize.
Hi. Juju.
Juju Lips, Airplane Mode from Get That Shot, which is Juju's Auckland Live Best Independent debut winning EP, up in fine competition and I guess friendly competition because everybody's amazing. DC Maxwell and Soft Plastics. I just love to hear how stoked and excited Juju is about that win. So well deserved.
We're going to chat to some of the nominees for the big prize who were there on the night, but just before we jump into that, I'm going to do the full list because some of them couldn't make it, but they still have excellent records. So
bloody good albums.
We've got Dick Move with Wet, Ebony Lamb with her self-titled record, Ernie Bell with Not Your Cupid, Homebrew for Run It Back, Mermaidens for Mermaidens, Shepherd's Rain for Alamai, Tiny Ruins for Ceremony, Tom Lark for Brave Star, Unknown Mortal Orchestra for Five, and Vera Ellum for Ideal Home Noise. And this is me chatting to Mermaidens on the red carpet. Kia ora, Mermaidens, how are you feeling this evening?
Kia ora, happy breakfast.
Happy breakfast indeed. This will be the 8:30 when everyone's waking up in their cars.
We'll be asleep still.
Yeah, and you, as you should be.
We'll be cuddled up.
How are you all feeling to be nominated this evening for your self-titled record?
Yeah, amazing. We've just been celebrating, like having a really nice night, and yeah, yes. Such an amazing list of albums. So
yeah,
stoked.
So much smiling, like it's really just reward enough to be on the list with all of the amazing artists. We're just very lucky to be here. Yeah,
just feels really great that we've put so much work into this album and did it all ourselves, and here we are, like, and being recognised for it. It's feels really good.
Kia ora, Ebony Lamb, how are you this evening?
I'm very well, thanks. Yeah,
It's very exciting for you to be nominated this evening for your debut solo record. You've been around the traps for a very long time now, but this is your first solo work. How does it feel to be nominated for that piece of work?
It feels very special. It's like a great honour, in my opinion, to be part of the Tate Music Prize whānau, even if you're just a finalist. I felt like I won when I made my record, because yeah. I made it with Beck Runger and Cody Nelson and my partner Graham Antler, who's with me tonight, but that was a treat that they were producing me, and I love it. And I love that it's still me, and I really love the release. And my whole band from my previous band, Evan Sparrow, really wanted me to go and make a solo career, so they were behind me. Yeah.
You're not from around these ways, but you're up here for a week writing a new record, is that correct?
I am. I'm very lucky. I did a show on Record Store Day at Flying Out on Saturday, and then I played at the Auckland Art Gallery on Sunday to the biggest attendance apparently that they'd ever had.
Oh, epic!
Like,
woo.
And then I'm, APRA have given me a producer studio for a week, and I'm just squirreling away, organising all my words into an album.
Kia ora, Shannon, aka Tom Lark, how are you this evening?
I'm great, yeah. Yeah, it's a big honour, I think, to be considered in the same group as the others.
Well, it was a banger of a record. It was one of my personal favourites of 2023. I'm very excited that it is nominated this evening. Have a great rest of your night.
Thank you very much.
Lucy Sutter of Dick Move, how are you this evening?
Hello, I'm very good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. It's very glitzy in here, very glam.
Yeah.
What have you been doing to prepare for the Tates today?
I have been at home choosing what to wear.
Yep.
And I got sent some cool clothes by Jimmy D.
Very
which
cool.
Which is fucking rad. Sorry. And then I've just been literally eating cheese and drinking champagne.
Hell yeah. Well, the outfit turned out fabulous. Yeah. How does it feel to be nominated this evening?
It feels like a massive honour. Really does. Especially like, no, considering who Dylan Tate was as well, like it feels like, I don't know, as a punk band to be nominated for this award feels like a real special thing. So yeah, we're stoked.
Kia ora, Vera Ellen, how are you this evening?
I am fabulous, a little bit nervous and very excited.
How does it feel to have this record specifically nominated this evening?
It feels very special because I feel like this particular album has been such a growth period for me, and it also just meant kind of working with people that have I've become such close friends with, and it's obviously quite a dark album. So I feel like that being honoured is just, it means a lot to me, yeah.
Kia ora, Ernie Bell, how are you this evening?
I'm good, I'm a little bit overwhelmed and anxious and keen for a Prosecco.
Yeah, we need to get your Prosecco ASAP because it is very loud in here. You were nominated for Best Independent Debut last year and now you're up for the Tate Prize. How does that feel?
I'm honoured, it's great. It's nice to have your music recognised. It's awesome.
I'm here with some of the crew from Shepherd's Reign. How are you all tonight?
Hi, good, thanks.
Good, thank you.
Doing great. Yeah.
But how does it feel to be nominated this evening?
Oh, it's absolute honour.
Very humbling, yeah. Very humbling experience, yeah.
Yeah.
Feels nice.
Is there anything about this record in particular that you're particularly glad has been nominated tonight?
Yeah, it's the first sort of record where I think all five of us really gelled, and it's the best representation of us as coming together, yeah.
I got to say, some of the best dressed of the night were Shepherd's Reign's mamas that were there.
Hell yeah, their whole family was decked out.
Looking steezy as. Pretty cool lineup of artists, I have to say. Gnarly to have to pick a record amongst those 10 fantastic diverse albums there, but someone had to win. And who won, Stella?
It was Vera Allen for her record, Ideal Home Noise. And we also chatted to the 2023 winner, Princess Chelsea, who on the night played the title track from her winning record last year, Everything Is Going To Be Alright, and subsequently presented the award to Vera Allen.
You guys graced the stage a couple of times this evening. How was that? Bombastic performances.
For my one time, it was fantastic. Yeah, love the room, love the crowd.
Yeah, it was fun. It's kind of weird playing one song, but kind of nice.
Yeah. How did it feel to present the award to Vera Allen this year?
Yeah, I was really happy that Vera Allen won. It was really nice. I didn't write a speech or anything because, like, it's not about me, it's about Vera Allen, you know, and the other finalists. So I kind of just wanted to say as little as possible and pass on the award. But it's really nice. Like, I'm kind of scared of industry awards, they freak me out. But this is a nice one.
I think he might be like my sister.
I'm here with Vera Allen, winner of the Tate Prize 2024. Hi, how are you feeling?
I'm just honestly very happy, and I'm just trying to bask in the good feelings with my wonderful producer Ben here, who deserves the award for sure. So I feel very happy in that way as well.
Your speech was beautiful, and it mentioned a lot of things that you talk about online, which is to do with how tough the music industry can be to navigate as a young person, as someone who's coming into it blind, as someone who might not have management, that kind of thing. What do you think, having won this award, is a good piece of advice for people who are coming through things and aren't really sure what's going on, where to start?
I would say that to find joy in the moments, like in the moments when you're on stage and doing what you love, those are the moments that you're going to find the most joy, and bask in those and enjoy those beautiful moments, and also just work on your craft and loving what you do, because that's really going to be the thing that feeds you. Yeah.
What was it like working with Vera and the whole team? Because I know you guys have, I don't know if the band works on your recorded stuff, but when you're live it's like a super whano feeling.
Yeah, working with Vera is just a very enlightening and spiritually rewarding experience.
Yeah,
that's pretty much all I can say.
When we didn't know that you'd won the award, you spoke about how dark this record was, and it's obviously a really personal record. How does it feel to have all of that out in the world, for one, but then all of that validated by this award?
It feels like a big hug. It's very nice. It feels like a massive hug, and it's very validating and encouraging, and it's going to give me like the push to keep going and making more stuff like that, for sure.
Well, we're excited to see what more stuff you have in store for us. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
Oh, what if I jumped at Broadway Junction? How long till you get the car?
I've seen it all. I humbly declined an invitation to party chasing the subway crawl. Back to my motel, libid and ego still deflating.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.